Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, May 11th, 1914, the Barbados agricultural reporter highlighted the story of a dramatic railway incident that unfolded in Barbados when a train belonging to the Barbados Light Railway derailed near Bushy Park in St. Philip on May 8, 1914. The train had departed Bridgetown at 4:30 in the afternoon, heading towards St. Andrew with several passengers on board. Everything appeared to run as normal until the train was approaching Shepherd's Court Plantation, St. Philip. Notably, there was a main line that guided the train's movement. However, there was another line, a side line, that extended for about 100 feet leading to a cane field. The train, driven by Spooner, traveled about 16 miles per hour. At 30 yards from the siding, Spooner noticed something was wrong. He noticed that the line ahead had been tampered with. He immediately applied the brakes and sounded the alarm. Because of the train's speed and the downward slope of the track, the engine was forced off the main line and onto the siding. It continued beyond the end of the track and plunged into the cane field about 75 feet, dragging three carriages behind it. The fireman, who was on board along with other passengers, jumped through the carriage windows of the moving train. Despite the sudden derailment, there were no serious injuries. Spooner's calm demeanor in the face of danger managed to put the panic-stricken passengers at ease. A subsequent investigation quickly revealed something more troubling. Railway officials determined that the derailment was not accidental, but deliberate. The bolt and nut securing the switch had been removed, the lock and chain forced away, and the lever shifted, diverting the train from its intended path. Mr. Francesco Toni, the attorney for the railway company, described the act as the work of an evil disposed person. The damage was so significant that a new line had to be constructed. In response to this catastrophe, more than 60 men were mobilized, working day and night to construct a temporary line into the cane field to assist with the recovery. Officials remained confident that repairs would be completed within a few days. Importantly, the main railway line remained clear and regular service to St. Andrew continued without interruption. A special relief train was dispatched from Bridgetown at 7 p.m., carrying workers along with the necessary tools and equipment to carry out the repairs. That same train transported the stranded passengers safely to St. Andrew, where they arrived around 10 p.m. After completing its mission, the relief train returned to Bridgetown. The unfortunate event was reported in the Barbados Agricultural Reporter on this day, May 11th, 1914.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.